Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is going to talk about how to get the job of your dreams. And the reason that we're discussing this is if, when you think about where the job market is today, you need to think of things that you can do that can really make help you get ahead in the job market. And for many years, you could do the simple traditional methods of building a business, or working for a company, going in and interviewing, sending in your resume, and knowing that you had the best opportunity to get a job in the marketplace today. But today, you have to think of things that you can do that can really change you and change how you get a job and change how you look at a job. For so many years, what people did was the traditional methods. And job hunting is tough, isn't it? You look for weeks and months on the job boards and in the want ads, go to support groups, read books that supposedly help multitudes of other people get hired, network like crazy, and email, snail mail, or fax hundreds of thousands of resumes. But nothing is happening, and you wonder what's wrong with you. This doesn't make sense. You've done everything you know to find a job, but you're still unemployed. Or you got the job, but it wasn't what you really wanted, and you had to settle for whatever you could get to bring some money in. You're all set to jump the minute something better comes along, so you go back to reading the want ads. Stop searching for a job the same old way, because it will only get you more of the same results you've been getting. If you want different results, you'll need to make some major changes, not only in what you do to get a new job, but more importantly, in what and how you think about yourself, your employment situation, and the job hunting process in general. You may not realize it, but your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs are powerful, and they can help you get or hinder you from getting the dream job regardless of what else you do. And whether you have never worked or looking for your first job out of school or have many decades in the workplace, you have a core set of beliefs about what you have to do to get hired. Those beliefs from job hunting process, use and are convinced should work, whether it actually works for you or not. Let's call the process the traditional system. But just because you believe something is true doesn't make it true. In fact, it's only true in your perception, which is why it's called a false belief. For almost 2,000 years, people believed the earth was the center of the universe, but they didn't realize they were only at the center of their observable universe. They assumed what they saw was all there was to see, agreed that that was how the universe worked, and couldn't accept any other possible alternative. As a job seeker, you are no different if you believe you have no control over what job opening exists, which companies are hiring, or who they'll pick to hire. You have no control over what kind of work you can get hired for. You have to do specific things, say certain things, and act a certain way to get employers to read your resume, meet you, or hire you. Getting hired is a matter of luck or knowing someone. Your potential boss calls all the shots, and all you can do is wait, hope, and pay. Whether you realize it or not, your thoughts, feelings and beliefs are manifesting or demonstrating in your life all the time. For example, if you talk about how hard it is to get a job, that's what you're going to experience because that's what you believe. You may think you are merely commenting on a condition in your life, but you are actually creating and holding that condition in your life because you're commenting on it. In other words, it's hard for you to get a job because you believe it is. The good news is if you want to change your life, all you have to do is change your thinking and your life will automatically begin to change. The bad news is that changing your thinking is not as easy as it sounds. And what we're going to do is teach you the contrarian system of job hunting, which will help you change the way you think about yourself, the people you will encounter, and the process of getting hired from an entirely different perspective. Because some contrarian system ideas may seem a bit strange at first, you may resist them. You may even get angry because they have challenged some of your core beliefs about how job hunting should be, or pushed some very sensitive buttons you didn't even know you had. You may have years or decades invested in a traditional system, so you may find it hard to let go of your traditional beliefs about job hunting because they won't let you go easily. What we will do is teach you why it's so important for you to change your thoughts, how you can intentionally change your negative thoughts to positive ones, and suggest specific actions you can take to identify and remove barriers you are creating that are stopping your success from rushing towards you. In every way, you find reality checks, no holds barred, straightforward advice or commentary. While they may seem jarring, they are meant to help you shatter some long-held beliefs and assumptions you may be holding that are working against you. Congratulations on getting your degree, and welcome to the real world. As a new or soon-to-be graduate, you may have very little or no real-world work experience and few credentials and probably expect a challenge in getting your first full-time job. This is often the case for liberal arts majors, those in the social sciences, and others who require graduate school to complete their education. On the other hand, graduates in accounting, finance, business, engineering, science, technical, or other professions often have easier time getting hired right from school because their studies have made them work ready. But if you're like most liberal arts or non-tech grads, you probably have a hazy idea about what you want to do for a living, have few or no practical work skills, and turn up your nose at boring, routine, and low-paying entry-level jobs. Without viable work skills, you will probably only get hired for boring entry-level jobs that pay just over broke salaries because you don't know enough yet to qualify for anything else. With time and training, you can move upward and onward. But first, do whatever it is you are paid to do at those dull and mind-numbing jobs. Take every chance to learn something, no matter how trivial or insignificant it may seem, because it could prove invaluable one day. At this point in your career, you'll find out very quickly how little you actually know. Keep in mind that careers aren't born and don't die with one job. They're made over time with a series of jobs in a specific industry, and you can always change your mind. Despite what you may now believe, most people don't work in the field they majored in, don't stay with one company for a long period of time, and will switch careers at least once. And from the time this book was written until today, you can expect to have two or three or even four careers in your lifetime. So it's just a matter of learning how to figure out what it is that you want to do in the job market and figure out how you can change it so that you can learn how to build a long-term career and not just have a job during these trying times. Because this is the best time when we're in a down economy to work towards really building up a career for yourself. At this point in your career, you will find out very quickly how little you actually know. Keep in mind that careers aren't born and don't die with one job. You may have heard that a mere 15% of all currently available jobs are ever advertised, and the other 85% are in the hidden job market, whose secrets are revealed to only a chosen few. But nothing is or ever can be hidden from you. In fact, everything you could want or need to get in the job market of your dreams is either right in front of you or at your fingertips. It is only hidden from you because you couldn't see, didn't realize it was there, or didn't know how to use it. What the traditional system means by hidden jobs are those positions not advertised, publicized, posted, or made available to the general public. In fact, they may not even exist yet. In reality, companies are constantly hiring whether or not they have formally created a job, posted a want ad, or talked about it informally. Every company has problems, and because they have problems, they need people to help solve these problems. And because conditions affecting companies are constantly changing, the needs of companies are constantly changing. This means there is an infinite amount of employment opportunities and an unlimited number of companies all the time. Reality check. The only reason you will get hired is because the people hiring you believe you can help them solve their problem. Stop thinking you're filling an opening. You're not. You're solving a company's problem, and by solving the problem, they will solve yours. Whether or not a job exists now is irrelevant. What matters is that a company has a problem, and since they haven't yet come up with a solution to the problem, they will hire the first person who they believe can help them solve it, which could easily be you. As a job hunter, you may feel like a salmon swimming upstream. You and 100 of other salmon are on a quest to beat the odds and get to the top of the hill. You know the trip would be difficult, but you never expected it to be so exhausting. You not only have to fight the current for hundreds of miles to be constantly on the lookout for danger at any turn, but you also have to deal with intense competition for what little room there is from all the other salmon in that crowded stream right along with you. It's a long, brutal fight against the current, so you can't ever lose focus or give up your will to win. Lots of salmon don't make it. You've known many who haven't, but you're determined to succeed, no matter how difficult it is or how many sacrifices you have to make. You worry you won't make it before your strength gives out. You want to stop pushing yourself so hard, but you can't because others are relying on you. So to give yourself a boost, you talk to your fellow salmon along the way. Don't give up, they caution. If you get knocked down, pick yourself up and get back in the fight against the current. You have to be tough if you're going to make it. With a sigh, you continue on, and slowly you realize that something about the stream has changed. Instead of being wide open, free-flowing, and deep, the stream has narrowed. is now clogged with rocks and boulders, and the water level is shallow. Like the other salmon, you are forced to slow down and pick your way carefully through the narrow inlets of water between the stones. What's worse, at times you find it difficult to stay completely underwater. Oh, great, you murmur. I'm easy pickings for whatever predator comes along. This is all I need to top everything off else. And you wait your turn to go through the gully, hoping you'll be alive when you get on either side. But you remember a story a trout once told you. Okay. The story sounded, as you wait for your turn to go through the gully, hoping you'll be alive when you get to the other side, you remember the story a trout told you. The story sounded ridiculous, but the trout was a reliable source, so maybe there's something to it. The trout said that any salmon who breaks from the pack and swims to the shore will turn into a human being, and they could do absolutely anything they dreamed of, including getting to the top of the hill without effort. Could it be just that easy, you wonder? If the trout is right, I'd have to do something so no salmon in his right mind would do. Swim to the shore. I'd have to change the way I've always thought about what I had to do to get to the top of the hill. But if I swim to the shore, who knows what could happen? I could get caught and end up in somebody's dinner. What if there isn't enough water for me to breathe when I reach land? Worst of all, what if the story is made up and I'm the butt of someone's joke? But if I don't do this crazy thing and don't turn into a human being, everyone will laugh at me. I don't want to take such a risk. That lousy trout, I never did trust him. You're so tired and frustrated, torn about what you should do, and now you feel even worse because you're mad at the trout for suggesting such a thing. It's all too much for you, and you just rather give up, but you're sick of fighting the current. You're sick of all these rocks in your way, and you're sick of the whole thing. Enough is enough. I've had it, you said to yourself. I don't care what happens to me or what the other salmon think. It can't get any worse than this. The other fish stare at you incredulously as you break from the pack and start swimming toward the river bank. Some cynical call after you. Just who do you think you are, and where do you think you're going? But you ignore them. With the shoreline nearing and the ridicule of the other fish filling the water, you push yourself forward, and as your fin touches the land, to your astonishment, your real self emerges. The story was true. You're not a salmon any longer. You're a human being with the power of the universe within you. Incredibly, you stand upright and feel the warmth of the sun and the gentle breeze of your new body. Your gills have become lungs filled with air. Your fins are arms and legs, and your scales have become skin with clothes. Best of all, you now can see clearly straight ahead instead of sideways through the distorted lens of water. Looking down, you see a path laid out at your feet leading through the brush away from the shore. It looks so peaceful, so natural, in a strange way, so right, as it had been waiting for you all along. Briefly glancing back at the salmon still fighting the current and picking their way around the rocks, you brush the branches aside and begin to walk. laughing with pleasure at the leaves crackle under your feet. The sun hits your face through a canopy of leaves overhead, and the birds chirp, you are welcome. When you were a fish, you were so busy pushing your way through the water that you never noticed the beauty of the water. The sensation of simply being alive now is incredible, and you're overcome with immense joy and deep gratitude for this moment. The incline along the path is so gradual, and the journey is so pleasant that you don't realize you're making progress up the hill until your path merges briefly with the paths of the other people. These strangers are happy to see you and gladly point out paths you didn't know about. Some paths go around the hill and have a brief resting spot. Others twist and turn, and some even go on to other hills, and they're all good. Having someone help you up the hill is a new experience for you. When you were a salmon, it seems everyone was either trying to eat you, competing against you for a position in the stream, or trying to stop you in some way, because if you gained, they lost. But these strangers, now your friends, are glad to know you. While they are helping you along the path, you are helping them along theirs in the same way, even if you don't know how. So you both benefit from knowing each other. This happens several times along your journey, and each encounter is uplifting and encouraging, moving you both along your respective paths with renewed strength and fresh insight. And then, when you least expect it, there are at the top of the hill, refreshed, confident, encouraged, and empowered by your journey and those you've met along the way. This is great, you say out loud. I had no idea getting to the top of the hill could be easy and enjoyable. I have to tell the other salmon. You rush back to the stream, shouting to the salmon, I've discovered something wonderful. You don't have to swim against the current to get to the top of the hill anymore. All you have to do is swim to the shore. Swim to the shore? Are you crazy? The salmon cry out. Swimming against the current is how we get to the top of the hill. This is the only way we know to get to the top of the hill. There is no other way to get to the top of the hill. You used to think that way too, so you understood how they feel. But your experience up the hill has changed you. You now know your past is not your future, and you're not a victim of random events. You now know that you can choose your response to whatever life begins brings you, and that the universe supports every one of your choices. And you know that what is true about you is also true about other salmon, even if they don't yet know it. It warms you to know that all salmon have within themselves an infinite number of streams and an unlimited supply of hills, each with multitudes of paths which can be joyous, fulfilling, and rewarding if they allow it. You want all the salmon to understand that they don't have to struggle or compete for anything anymore, and that lack and limitation exist only in their minds. And you want them to know each one of them can experience the same kind of incredible transformation you did simply by changing their thinking. So you press on. I know you were taught to do that way, you say, but if you would just trust me and swim to the shore, a whole new way of seeing life will open up before you. You will be able to do things you never dreamed of, have experiences you never imagined, and best of all, you can get to the top of the hill without effort. I was an ordinary salmon just like you, and I did it. If I could do it, so can you. Most of the salmon laugh at you, ignore you, or shout obscenity at you. Clearly, you're insane or the troublemaker. Just who do you think you are to claim you have a better way to the top of the hill? Leave the safety and security of the pack at the middle of the stream and swim to the shore. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous? They say to one another, salmon have been swimming against the current for as long as there have been salmon. If there was a better way to get to the top of the hill, and one of us would have thought of it by now, the older salmon cautioned the younger ones to follow the example and play it safe. Why take chances? Besides, whoever heard of a salmon becoming a human being? What nonsense. The person up there claiming to have been a salmon is crazy. Look, there are some things you just can't change. You will hatch as a salmon and you'll die as a salmon. So you'll just accept it and make the best of it. A few of the salmon pause to hear what you have to say, but the others urge them to keep on swimming. You'll be better off forgetting the nonsense, they say. Sure, it's tough fighting the current and trying to make headway with all these rocks in our way, but that's just the way it is. Getting to the top of the hill is a full-time effort, and no one ever said it was easy. If you work hard enough, long enough, don't give up and have some luck, you'll have a fairly good chance of possibly making it to the top of the hill alive and in one piece. That's the best you can hope for. With a sigh, you start to turn back toward the land, and then you see it. Out of the hundreds of salmon in that crowded stream, a few adventurous spirits have broken from the pack and are swimming toward the shore. And as each one stands upright and begins their inward journey to their true selves, you smile. Now, the reason and the purpose of this story is helps you to understand that you need to retrain your thoughts today on what a job is and how you get a job. And you need to not be doing the traditional things that you've always done to get a job. And the problem is that for many of us, we don't want to change how we think about a job and what a job is. And what I would like to do now is take a short break and let you think about that, and then I'll be back in a minute and let you know what else you can do to get the dream job that you want. And also remember, if you need coaching and need help to figure out how to do and get your dream job and how to change your thinking, then we can help you. And you can go to my website at onepersonalcareercoach.com, and there you can sign up for career coaching. Okay, and now we're back, and what we're going to do is discuss further how you can change your thinking about a job. Remember, we were discussing ways that you can get a job, but what if you want to have a career? What if you know what your best skills are and you want to do something in the field that you want to do, and you don't see any job listed doing what you really want to do. So how are you going to change some of your thinking so you can get the career you really want? So what I would suggest is possibly writing out a job description of your perfect job. Because think about it. If you can have your perfect job, what would it be and what would you be doing? And the best thing to do is to look at your skills, look at the things you really love to do, the things that you have a passion for, and how can you take those things and build a career out of it? Because in today's marketplace, you've got to be creative. You have to think outside the box and how you're going to have the career that you really want and how you're going to do what it is that you want to be doing and how you can build an income doing it. Because we're so used to doing things the traditional way and letting people tell us how we should do it. We have to learn today to think outside of the box, how to be someone different, how to be and get the job that we really want. Because, for instance, in today's market, getting your dream job doesn't mean it's going to come to you. It means you're going to have to find a way to create it for yourself. And remember, companies today are not growing into conglomerates like they used to be. They're getting smaller. And what you're finding is when companies merge, people are losing jobs because what's happening is that you've got two or three people doing very similar jobs, and they may not need three or four or even five people, so they're going to look for ways to cut back. And if you're in a position like that and you find that you don't have the tenure in that company, then guess what? You're going to be the one that's going to be let go. And also, you got to remember, companies are looking for ways to cut their expenses today. So what they will probably do is, they're going to get the younger employee to do it who's going to be paid much less money. So if you've been there for any length of time, your opportunities for growing with that company, for staying there, and is probably going to be short-lived. So what are you going to do that's going to be creative and do something that you're going to be, that you really want to do and love to do? And maybe you need to make up your own job description of what your perfect job is, because if only you know what you really want to do. For instance, I've talked to people and I've asked them, if you could do what you ever wanted to do, if you could create your perfect job for yourself, guess what? I had a lot of people tell me what it was they would really love to do, but they didn't know how to take it from being the concept and the idea into being a long-term career. So if you are in that position, then we can help you to get to the next level with your business. And it is important to understand that just because you don't know how to do it, it just means that you just haven't learned how to do it. So what you would need to do is get someone that can help you get from where you are now to where you want to be in the future and make that a long-term career. And so you're going to have to think of some things that you can do that are different and be creative. And remember, what can happen is you may want the perfect job with the perfect company with the perfect salary, but those things don't really exist today, so how can you create that for yourself? It could be working with one company. It could be working with multiple companies as an independent contractor, because today companies are looking for ways that they can cut expenses and still build and use someone's expertise. So if you have a specific expertise in a specific area, you need to write a business plan. You need to have something and figure out a script for yourself, because if you have the perfect script in describing what you do and how you do it to someone, and especially if they've never heard it before and it's something that intrigues them, then remember, you never know. For instance, let's go back and let's talk about things and the typical networking ways of building a business and building contacts. It used to be going to power core meetings and leads clubs meetings, telling someone what it is that you wanted to do. I remember going to a Georgia chapter for National Speakers Association meeting, and someone there was working with a training company where he was doing a lot of traveling. And he wanted to get out of doing the traveling, but he still wanted to work with a training company. So what he did was he stood up, and he was going around to other speakers to ask them if they needed someone that could help them in specific parts of their business so that he was still working and doing what he wanted to do and really loved to do, but he was doing it for someone where when they had the overflow of work, they would give it to him. Because it doesn't matter, but today, think about it. You need to form partnerships. Coaches form partnerships. People that are professional speakers, today they form partnerships. Because years ago, you worked with a training company. Today, you work for yourself from home. And you create the teleseminars, you market the teleseminars, and if it's not just the teleseminars, it's the webinars, and you look for joint ventures because you're looking for ways to expand your base of people that you're reaching. So what you need to do is think out of the box and think of ways that you can build and create an opportunity for yourself and how you can get that dream job. And there's a lot of things that you can do, but you may not have thought about them. And you need someone that you can bounce ideas off of that will help you come up with a strategy, because it is a strategy that you have to do today. And the job market is totally changing. There's not the typical job like it was a few years ago where you went to work for a company and you stayed there for life, and you built your skills by starting at the bottom and then working your way up, and along the way, the company would see to it that you got trained. You have to get the training yourself, and you have to have the expertise to come in and do the job that they're looking for. And you need to think of some things that you can do that can really help you get to that next level and that can help you get to where you want to be now and in the future. Because just remember, technology is what is driving the job market. For instance, and let's go back to the professional speaker. Years ago, I used to work with a training company, and what that meant was they worked maybe 10 or 15 days out of the year. And what their job consisted of is they had an expertise in a specific area. They would go into different cities, and they would do those presentations on those topics. And in doing that, they had to come in on a Sunday. They had to be there for Monday to set up the room, to make sure that everything was at the back of the room to sell, because you had $250 as a guaranteed income every day, which over a five-day period was $1,000, but you also had to be able to sell back-of-the-room products so you can increase your income. Because think about it, if you only work 10 days a week, that might be $2,000 a month, but you're still traveling because your day doesn't start at 9 and go to 5. Your day can start at 6 o'clock in the morning because you have to get up and eat breakfast. Then you have to go to the room and make sure the room is set up correctly and that the equipment is working correctly. And then you have to be able to make sure not only the equipment, but that you have everything that you need to do the presentation. Then at the end of the eight-hour day, you have to break the room down. You have to make sure that what's left over of the audio tapes are sent back to the company. Then you have to get in your car and drive to the next city. And you do this from Monday through Friday, so that's 5 days a week. Then on Friday evening or Saturday morning, you fly home. And then if you're working two weeks out of the year, then you do that. You may split it up, or if you're doing 3 weeks out of the year, then guess what? You don't really have a personal life. Well, today with technology, you can work from home, and you can offer mentoring programs and work with multiple people, and you're selling your products that you've developed. and you don't have to, and you develop audio tapes, because eventually all of your teleseminars that you've done, you can collect and you can sell. And then you can joint venture with other coaches and other speakers and help them market to your clientele, and then they can help you to market to their clientele. So it's also a way of expanding all of your business and services. So you can see, to, when you look at where the job market was 10 years ago or even 15 years ago, the skill sets that you did working with a company have totally changed. So where are you going to look for opportunities today, and how are you going to show that you have the skill sets that make you different and unique? Because that is what is going to sell you today in the job market. It's how unique are you? How different are you? What can you bring to the company that can make them stand out? Because that is what it is. Because if you've got 10 companies doing the same thing, and you're looking, and all they need is for you to replicate, then they can hire anyone. But you want to make sure that you're the one that gets that job. So how are you going to stand out with the company so that you become the one that they want? How are you going to help them solve a problem in that company? And what makes you different that they're going to want to keep you working with them in the future? Or how will they incorporate what you do to help them expand and grow? So you need to think of all of the things that you can do that can really put you above the rest in where you are today, and how you are going to get to where you want to be in the future. And here's what you need. Here's another avenue of what you might need to do. Think of what's your perfect job that you were doing that you really love. What would you do? What would be that job description? Then you need to research and have an idea of what company it is you want to do, who's the perfect company that you want to work for. Okay? Then you can send them a proposal of how you can help them solve a problem. Because remember, companies have problems. They don't just hire you to do a job today. They're asking you to help them solve a problem that they have, and how are you going to take it and put it in perspective so that it can help you get from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. And think about the things that you can do that are going to really put you at that next level. And we just have a few more minutes. And what I would like to do in the last 10, 12 minutes that we have is to say, ask and it shall be given to you. Be careful of what you ask for, because you just may get it. So you're looking for a job. How do you feel about that? Full of adventure or terrified of rejection? Determined to nail a fabulous job, or frightened you'll run out of money before you find something decent? It may never have occurred to you, but you could be sabotaging your best efforts to get your great job right now and not even realize it. According to the quantum physics, everything in the universe is made of energy. You are both part and made up of this universal energy, and you direct this energy through your conscious thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. What's more, your subconscious thoughts, hidden beliefs, and long-buried feelings can be more powerful than your conscious ones, and they also direct the flow of universal energy, the law of attraction, one of the immutable laws that determine how the universe works is the law of attraction. The law states that you draw to yourself anything that you think about, focus on, or believe, just like a magnet. To see the law of attraction in action, take a realistic look at your life. Whether you like what you see or not, your life is reflecting back precisely what you believe to be true. Like all universal laws, the law of attraction works exactly the same way for everyone at the time. Doesn't care who uses it, how your has no opinion about how it used to, it is used and entirely predictable. You can't turn the law of attraction on or off. You can't get away from it. You can't deflect it. And you can't minimize its effort. But when you understand that it's always working and how it works, you can harness an incredible power of to change your life. Think about soil, another universal law. Soil turns seeds into plants, but it doesn't care what it grows or how the seeds got there. It simply grows whatever it is in the ground. Soil doesn't judge, make decisions, set conditions, have feelings, or care what you think about it. This is why you can plant carrot seeds with absolute certainty that you will always and only get carrots from carrot seeds. Imagine what would happen if soil was not lawful. It might get bored of growing carrots, decide you were not entitled to carrots, get angry at you for digging that hole in the last week and grow nothing at all, or choose to grow strawberries instead. If weeds sprouted along with your carrots, would you blame the soil? Would you beg, bargain, or plead with the soil to stop growing the weeds and leave the carrots alone, fussing and fuming about the weeds checking your carrots? Or would you resign yourself to live with the weeds, become angry that the soil is refusing to cooperate with you, or decide that you're just a victim of Mother's Nature? Perhaps you could realize that since soil is simply doing what soil does, it's up to you to remove whatever weeds show up and take action to minimize the possibility of failure, future weeds in your garden. Well, your mind works exactly like soil, growing the seed of your thoughts and beliefs into demonstrations or manifestations that you can actually see and or experience. How do you get those thoughts and beliefs? Doesn't matter. What matters is that you have them, and you will inevitably see demonstrations of them one way or another. And remember, these seeds that we're talking about in the soil, these can be your thought processes, because you can create a mindset for yourself where you're successful, or you can create a mindset for yourself where you're a failure. And remember, you control your life. For so many years, other people have made decisions for you. And then as you got older, you fought to become your own decision maker. And for instance, I know someone that she was working with a company. And personally, she believed that God controlled everything in the universe and controlled her life. And she believed that everything that happened happened because God meant it to happen. Now, yes, the universe goes along, and yes, the universe can't be controlled because you have hurricanes, you have rain, you have the deep heat, you have the deep cold. But guess what? These are just outer things, and the things that happen within you, because we're human beings, we're of a higher process, and because we're a higher process, guess what? We have thoughts and feelings that control who we are and how we get there. So when you think of those things and how you have the control over your life to make the decisions that you need to make, then guess what? Those things are what's going to help you get yourself to where you really get that dream job, because there's lots of things that you can do to really help you get there. But if you believe in yourself, and I mean totally believe in yourself, and you have and you exude self-confidence, then guess what? That's going to give you a heads up if you're interviewing for a job. Because it, as much as you can go in and say, I can solve a problem for you because this is what I did, but if I'm self-confident about myself, if I can really put forth what I know I am capable of, then that's going to only get you from where you are now to the next level. And guess what? That's the biggest thing that you need to be worried about, is how are you going to put yourself in a way that you're going to get yourself somewhere that's going to help someone get to the next level in their business. Because when you help someone get to where from where they are now to where they want to be, then guess what? Then you're going to put yourself in a place that's really going to help you get ahead in your personal life and in your business life. And we all need to think of some things that we can do that can help us get from where we are today to the next level, and how to help us get that dream job. And remember, we've been talking about the law of attraction, and that's something that people don't always think about. And you have social sites on the internet today which can help you get to that level of where your business is and where you want to put it. So how are you going to think of some things that can really help you get from where you are today to where you want to be in the future? And that means, how are you going to get that dream job, and how is that dream job going to get you to what it is that you really want to do? And think about it. We all have dreams and hear things about how the cost of living, it's all a mindset that you have today, and how are you going to take that mindset and put it in a way that it's going to help you get to where you expect to be in the future, and help you think of some things that can really help you get your total dream job. And think about it. Think about the things that you want to do and how you're going to put yourself there, and put yourself in a way that it's going to get you what you really want, and put you there so that you can be very successful in the choices that you've made for yourself. And think of some things that you can do that can help you get from where you are now to where you want to be in the future, and make it all work for you so that you can get there and have the success in the choices that you make, and plan for the future, and plan all of the goals that you have for yourself. And let's also talk about, when we're talking about the law of attraction and how it can help you benefit in where you want to be, and think of some things that you can help you get yourself. Remember, we're talking about a mindset. The law of attraction is a mindset. So the fastest way to manifest any desire is to think, speak, and act as if it has already come true. And here are some things that you might want to say to yourself that can make you believe in yourself and build your self-esteem. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. All channels are free and all doors fly open for my immediate and endless divinely designed supply. All that is mine by divine right is now released and reached in great avalanches of abundance under grace and in miraculous ways for everyone's highest good. Every experience I have is perfect for my growth. I allow myself to prosper. I am clear on the type of work I wish to do. I am divinely guided in everything I do. I am financially secure. I am grateful for all the relationships in my life. I am grateful for all of the unlimited income that flows in my life. I am grateful for my health. Remember, you're thinking of ways that can help you get to the next level and get that perfect dream job. And what I want to do is remind you, we only have a few more minutes, and so I want to remind you, if you need help in getting your business from where you are today to the next level, then you can contact me at onepersonalcareercoach.com. And we can talk about helping you with coaching, because getting the dream job you really want is really a mindset. It's getting you from where you are today to where you want to be. And think about it. When you go in an interview, you want to exude the self-confidence that the company is looking for. And what I want to do in this last minute is to remind you that next week our topic is that this business coaching helps you, helps existing businesses become successful. And we recently finished a series of shows discussing how to start your own business. The next step for anyone who has a business is to hire a business coach, because they can help you focus on what it takes to build a successful business. For instance, do you have a business plan in place? And if not, can they help you write a business plan that you can follow? Because your business plan is something that's going to help you get to the next level of where you want to be in your business. And